This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Tonight, Amber Heard's secret affair with James Franco.
I do not know when James came over. Let's remind you.
What the new court video reveals and why Johnny refuses to look at Amber.
You know exactly why Mr. Depp won't look back at you, don't you? I do.
Then, Jason Momoa's new romance, what ex Lisa Bonet thinks about it. Plus, Brad Pitt and Jen Aniston, where their relationship stands today.
What else are they going to talk about?
Then,
we have five children, five shows.
How Gordon Ramsay is expanding his TV empire. And Chris Maloney's workouts shutting down the Law & Order set.
Big ego.
Super ego.
Just when you think the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard trial can't get any messier, it does. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight and day 18 of this captivating case.
Listen, Amber's cross-examination continues. It was intense and at times confrontational with Johnny's team today bringing up Amber's former co-star, James Franco.
You changed the locks to the penthouses on May 22nd, 2016.
I attempted to.
That's why you felt comfortable having James Franco over the evening of May 22nd, 2016, Ms. Heard?
I do not know when James came over.
Okay, let's remind you.
Depp's attorney then played elevator security footage, which appears to show the actor resting his head on Amber. It was the night before she filed for divorce.
You're taking him up to the penthouses, aren't you?
That's where I live, yes.
I mean, almost 11 o'clock at night.
Exactly.
Amber and James starred together in two movies.
I think that you're right.
It was alleged by Amber Heard that Johnny Depp hated James Franco because he believed that Amber Heard was having an affair with the actor while the two were married. It makes it look like maybe Johnny Depp wasn't wrong about Amber Heard after all.
Amber testified this afternoon she and James were just friends. Legal expert Jesse Weber says Amber's cross-examination began by answering a critical question.
Mr. Depp hasn't looked at you once this entire trial, has he?
Not that I've noticed, no.
We were all wondering, why is Johnny Depp not looking at Amber Heard?
You know exactly why Mr. Depp won't look back at you, don't you?
I do.
He promised you, you would never see his eyes again.
And it became very clear that there was this audio recording between the couple where Johnny Depp was seemingly so enraged and so betrayed and hurt by Amber Heard's allegations and what she came forward with that he said,
"You will not see my eyes again."
Amber's allegations may have hurt Johnny in Hollywood, but outside court, he's greeted like a rock star, with fans cheering like it was a movie premiere.
Johnny Depp's fan base is highly unique.
And Amber, she gets this reaction.
Boo!
Ironically, this was the very thing that Amber Heard warned about in her Washington Post article, the article that Johnny Depp is suing about, that she came forward and society and culture went against her.
This thing is a long way from done in the courtroom and the court of public opinion. Meanwhile, Valerie Bertinelli, her marriage is over, and there's a new video that has sparked concerns for her well-being. It's up first in tonight's Know and Tell.
You know what? I'm just having a very bad day.
That's Valerie ensuring concerned fans she's okay after officially filing for divorce from ex Tom Vitale. She also reposted this poem.
I did not love you. I loved the person you pretended to be.
ET's obtained Valerie's divorce petition, which cites irreconcilable differences and references a prenup. In November, the former couple of 8 years filed to separate. We now know they hadn't been together since late 2019. She lost ex Eddie Van Halen less than a year later.
You said that both of your marriages were in trouble.
It was just a deep love. We weren't getting back together, but we will always be connected, always.
Valerie's been leaning on son Wolfie. They attended the Grammys together in April.
It's an emotional night.
It is really emotional. I'm not going to make it. I just want to sit down and wait for the award.
Next, how Lisa Bonet feels about ex Jason Momoa dating again just months after their split.
It seems like the support is ongoing and still there, even though you and Lisa aren't.
Yeah.
The two parted ways in January, and Jason is now dating actress Aza Gonzalez. A source tells ET things are casual right now. They're having a good time. You'll remember she also dated Josh Duhamel, Liam Hemsworth, and Timothée Chalamet. We're told it's all good for Jason and Lisa, who are, quote, still committed to being friends for the sake of their family. They both want each other to be happy. Meanwhile, will Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston ever rekindle things?
It's hysterical, but what else are they going to talk about?
While fans continue to ship them, a source tells ET they aren't getting back together, but Brad and Jen are still friends. They talk and have a nice, friendly, cordial relationship.
I'll run into Jen. She's a good friend.
All right, I'm just going to say it. Brad, you can be my friend, too. Let's get to TV news now, because there is a lot of it, starting with the master chef himself, Gordon Ramsay, who's also cooking up a new rumor.
We have 5 children, 5 shows, and my wife's 6 months pregnant. So fingers crossed, this time next year, we'll have 6 shows and 6 babies.
Gordon's actually joking about kid number 6. He just announced his 5th Fox show, Food Stars, while Next Level Chef will make its season 2 premiere in the coveted post-Super Bowl time slot next year. As for a 6th show, we vote for a biopic, but who'd play Gordon?
I think Brad Pitt would make a great chef. Not too sure about the long hair in the kitchen, though. Nothing worse than hair in the food. I've thought of one more.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe, he'd make a great chef. Feisty and just on it.
Another star we love with the new show, Rob Lowe. 911 Lone Star had its emotional season finale last night.
They told me today that my cancer might be back.
Rob and son John Owen's next collab is called Unstable and due out next year on Netflix.
It's inspired by his social media trolling of me. I should have taught that kid manners. Turns out I missed it. It's good to be able to go and be funny and then come back and do drama hero stuff on Lone Star.
Also leaning on his family, Oliver Hudson. He's gearing up for season 2 of his hit Fox show, The Cleaning Lady. The show's biggest fans?
My parents loved it. Their advice, honestly, is just do what you love. On my 24th birthday, I was sort of struggling as an actor, trying to figure it out. Kate's a movie star. My parents are stars. I feel like a black sheep of sorts. Kurt, he said, look, Oliver, don't give a what people think. I think that's the best advice you can have because it frees you up.
And fresh after the announcement of Tom Brady's reported $375 million Fox Sports deal, reporter Aaron Andrews has this advice for the quarterback.
Let's be honest, the guy's skin and hair care is on point. I love to say Tom is fresh as lettuce. The only advice I could give him is it's fun to bring treats. Like, he has great TB12 gear or the Brady brand gear. If he wants to come bearing gifts, we'll accept.
Now to Selena Gomez, who's still riding high after her hilarious SNL hosting debut.
Be true, be real, be brats.
It was so much fun. I had a blast. It was a dream come true.
Season 2 of Only Murders in the Building hits Hulu June 28th.
We will not be going quietly.
Selena got the ultimate SNL pep talk from her co-stars, former SNL cast member Martin Short and 15-time host Steve Martin.
How did you think I did?
I thought
you delivered the comedy so beautifully and so low-key, but hilarious. I really thought...
Have you ever wanted me to do something like that?
No, I don't think you'd be good at it.
Meanwhile, Hillary Duff and Selena's bestie and kidney donor, Francia Raiza, will return for season two of Hulu's How I Met Your Father.
Of you. We have 20 episodes to play with, which on season one we had 10 episodes. So we're all like so excited to come back.
Just call her Buff Duff because the smoking hot mom of three bears it all in the new Women's Health body issue cover story.
I'm not that person that like cruises around my house naked ever. It was scary.
And Gladiators, rejoice. Kerry Washington makes her big TV return opposite Delroy Lindo in the Onyx Collective comedy series, Unprisoned.
He's going to play my dad, and he's the only person I can imagine in this role.
And 21 years after Save the Last Dance.
Cool outfit. Slammin' outfit.
Kerry and her on-screen bro, Sean Patrick Thomas, reunite on set of the Hulu drama Reasonable Doubt. Kerry is an executive producer, and they are clearly still slamming.
I'm very excited to be working with Sean Patrick again. He's so good in Reasonable Doubt. So we had to do something to honor this reunion.
And The Voice is back for season 22 this fall. John, Blake, and wife Gwen will be joined by Camila Cabello.
She's gonna kill it.
Yeah.
She'll have a great time.
Yeah. I would say to her, careful with Blake Shelton.
Just ignore him. Like, he's not even there.
Former coaches Nick Jonas and Shakira have lost to Blake, but now these two are teaming up with Liza Koshy as celebrity advisors on the new competition series, Dancing with Myself, premiering May 31st on NBC.
Just about expressing yourself and having fun, which is what really dance should be.
His is like this, you know?
Gotta love the dad moves. Now on to another new girl dad. Andy Cohen is loving life with two-week-old Lucy.
I'm already looking at her trying to think of how I want to do her hair. I have a lot of ideas that I'm workshopping.
Yeah, Andy's always creating. His newest and first International Housewives franchise set in Dubai premieres June 1st on Bravo.
There's a lot of gold here, and we have a lot of gold diggers too.
I think people are going to be really surprised what's allowed for women there and what's not. I think it's going to blow a lot of stereotypes out of the water.
And speaking of stereotypes, Law & Order organized crime star Chris Maloney is poking fun at a tabloid article calling him out for excessive workouts on set with some impressive splits.
Chris, they're ready for you on set.
Still have 100 push-ups to do.
Big ego. Super ego, too.
They mentioned in the article he's stretching all the time. He does clapping push-ups, and the crew is sick of it. Oh, I think I'm the cat's meow.
The 61-year-old will be back for season 3 of the Law & Order spinoff, and he's still game for a crossover episode.
Oh, I think a big triple crossover event. It starts with the mothership, dumps into SVU. It's all sewn up with OC.
And grab the Kleenex. There's just 2 episodes left of This Is Us. Tonight, the Pearson family says farewell to Rebecca, and we have a sneak peek.
I don't see her making it through the night. I think it's time to start saying goodbyes.
This script is just beautiful. It's such a beautiful send-off. Mandy Moore threw up when she read the script, so.
She threw up? I'm scared to even watch this. Oh my God, my head, oh Lord. Okay, let's stick to TV. So You Think You Can Dance is back with a stellar new crew.
Hey, what's up, E.T.?
New judges and an all-new set. Only E.T. is showing you around.
My name is Joe, and I got to go.
Then it's good to be Niecy Nash.
Man, let me tell you.
How she's making people rich.
Bags and bags of money.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our E.T. podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hit it!
Come and take your time and dance with me.
Don't forget the lyrics has a new host, Niecy Nash. Why is this the perfect show for you to host?
To give people bags and bags of money for just remembering the lyrics to the songs that they sing in the car or in the shower.
Yes, yes.
Man, let me tell you. To mention the fact that I'm married to a musician. She was actually a part of my band on this show. Well, I love it because I like to flirt. mm-hmm. with her.
Show premieres Monday on Fox. They're playing for $1 million.
$1 million!
I mean, if you were on, what would be your go-to song?
Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
Top to bottom, you got it.
Now, don't do that, because I feel like this is about to be a pop quiz, and I don't know if I'm going to get it right. Can you see me? Somebody new.
I'm not that chained up little person still in love with you. All right, your two-year wedding anniversary coming up.
Coming up. We just got back from Bora Bora. It's vacation, yeah. So you're going to be tanned, but you're going to have great drinks and vacation sex. That's when it's real turned up.
All right, we're going to end this conversation because this is a family show. Coming up, though, we're going to keep things turned up with Jamie and Corinne Fox.
Tip of the mountain until you're going to Ireland.
Why the Foxes are going global as Jamie turns the tables on me.
You doing Kevin Frazier imitations now?
Jamie, I want to talk about something. First of all.
Then saying goodbye to Ellen.
I'm going to be real with y'all.
Twitch on his final shows and what Ellen's getting Justin Timberlake to reveal.
You're not getting me in trouble just because it's the last time you have the opportunity. The only reason I would be up at 1 a.m. is if I hear, you know.
Because of Jessica.
Yeah. You're not getting me in trouble just because it's the last time you have the opportunity.
Justin Timberlake dropped by The Ellen Show for his 24th and final time today. Meanwhile, Ellen's co-executive producer, Twitch, well, he's returning to his So You Think You Can Dance roots. You know, the show's back after a three-year hiatus, and Twitch gave E.T. an exclusive tour.
Hey, what's up, BT? It's Twitch here, and I'm going to give you a behind-the-scenes look at season 17 of So You Think You Can Dance. Very excited. Come on. This is where we park. Very, very important spot. I'm not sure whose car this is, though. All right, y'all. So we are here where all of the pre-magic happens. Let me show you the most exciting room. Twitch wardrobe. Peep the drip. That's what the kids say these days. Peep the drip.
First dancer of season 17. Let's go.
Twitch is flanked by Matthew Morrison and JoJo Siwa at the judges' table for the 17th season of So You Think You Can Dance, premiering tomorrow night on Fox.
I am the tougher one, which is hard. I'm there to be honest.
Absolutely not. Matthew is so the emotional one. Always. Twitch is the hype one. I'm the honest one.
That's funny. JoJo said I'm the hype one. I mean, I'm definitely hype, but like JoJo is like hype.
My name is Joe and I got to go because I'm on the flow and I'm on the show where my job is I say yes or no.
Okay, JoJo for sure brings the hype, maybe because she recently revealed she got back together with her ex-girlfriend, Kylie Prue.
It's so real, and it just feels so, it feels like I/we got it right.
She also told us the inspiration behind her new do.
I think it stemmed from when Miley cut her hair, because I was about 8 at the time. And I remember like being 8 and being like, one day I want to cut my hair. Like I think this is so cool. I've always loved it. Should have known I was gay. Thank God my publicist isn't here right now.
As for Twitch, he's only got 7 episodes of Ellen left, but he's not planning on leaving empty-handed.
Absolutely, I'm taking stuff from set. I'm gonna be real with y'all. You know, the 12 days of giveaways, that's a real thing. That's right, son. I'm coming home with scooters. I'm coming home with leftover Xboxes and all kinds of stuff. Y'all hit me up. Let me know. They're getting rid of inventory, y'all. Y'all hit me up.
Yeah, Twitch, I'm going to call you
right,
later.
I was just going to say, will you call him?
Look, mama needs a PS5. Just saying.
Now to Jamie Foxx and his daughter, Corinne. Season 5 of their hit show, Beat Shazam, returns May 23rd. I sat down with the father-daughter duo, and as you know, when you sit down with Jamie, what happens?
Wild. He's got jokes.
You doing Kevin Frazier imitations now?
Jamie, I want to talk about something. First of all, this is just your daughter. But I want to talk about... I gotta have a Kevin Frazier.
You got it, huh?
Yeah.
He can imitate anybody.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
Jay-Z.
It's a nice party, it's crazy. It's like the short term. She killed me, man.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. Do you think we can get some new music from you anytime soon?
I mean, would love to do new music, and we're attempting to do that. It's just that, you know, look, I went to Coachella.
Did you take your dad to Coachella?
My dad went to Coachella without me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What? What
does that mean? There was no invite. I found out after he went.
I didn't even know it was that way. I didn't know that this was brewing. She went the second week.
Because I had FOMO from my dad going to Coachella.
Oh.
I don't think any 28-year-old has FOMO from their dad going to Coachella.
This daddy-daughter duo is killing it in real life and on TV with Beat Shazam.
5 seasons.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
5 seasons.
Yeah.
That means y'all are making good money now. 5 seasons in.
We're just doing
contract
it for the art.
Changes, right?
We're doing for the art.
How do you take it up a notch for this season?
We're going to Ireland to shoot.
Yeah. What?
Tip of the mountain until your glory be to God. We're going to Ireland. And I think that's going to be fantastic.
Why Ireland? I mean,
why not Ireland?
Talk about it. We've always imagined this show being a universal, like, all over the world show.
Music is like a universal language, yes. You know? I think the show translates to so many different countries, so mm-hmm. It's going to be a blast.
I'm just saying, Ireland, get ready for Jamie.
I mean, they're not ready. Coming up, move over, Chris Hemsworth. Why a new glimpse of Natalie Portman as Mighty Thor has fans losing their minds.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Next ET, breaking Bridgerton Season 3 news.
Does anyone have a red wig? A red wig and a yellow dress?
Only we're with Lady Whistledown and The Diamond, their big surprise for diehard fans of The Ton. Now, from the Bridgerverse to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm. Thor Love and Thunder hits theaters on July 8th, and it is safe to say that Chris Hemsworth, his muscles are on full display.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, but then again, check out the arms race going on between Tessa Thompson and Natalie Portman. This new photo has them both sitting on a pair of thrones. Remember, Natalie plays Mighty Thor in the movie. Let me see. Woo!
No, those arms.
Come on!
Those arms right there.
They look good.
We got to get to the gym. Come on,
it.
Let's
Girl
go to the
power.
Gym. Let's go to the gym.
Yeah,
let's
you
go
need to go to the gym. No, good night, everybody. The...
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.